It's Joe McKenzie. What's going on? It's McKenzie, producer Pork Chop, Liv, and intern Chloe Money holding things down. Joe has the day off, so we're having a lot of fun. Okay, you guys, grab your phones. I want to know the last thing you Googled, because the 10 most Googled terms of the year, of course, all the end of the year stuff is fun. It always comes out towards the new year, almost 2020. So confession time. What's the last thing, producer Pork Chop, that you Googled?
I'm checking right now.
Tell us. Tell us.
All right. So this is from yesterday. I guess my boyfriend was hungry and we wanted to go to a buffet. So I
like the disclaimer before.
I Googled nearest buffet to me.
And what did you find? What buffet? What did you go to?
There's this place called Journeys.
But like, Oh, yeah.
We both don't really like seafood that much. So, you know, we didn't want like an all seafood buffet.
Yeah.
So we found out that there's like seafood, Chinese food, and American food. And it was actually really good.
Was it?
Yes.
Buffets,
I'm a fan.
Buffets kind of freak me out.
I don't really, first of all, I don't trust seafood buffet because I like really, really fresh seafood.
Oh, no.
And secondly, buffets, here's the thing. This is my theory on buffet. People love it. But I feel like people gorge themselves to get their money's worth. So they're like, you know, so like a set price. So they'll go back like one, two, three times because they want to get their money's worth.
Oh, yeah, I guess. I don't know. I mean, I was happy with it. I think a lunch was like $12 and I had three plates and
that's
a dessert.
See? Exactly what we mean.
I think the cool thing is that you can take a little taste and then not feel guilty if you don't like it because you can just go back
up. But and see, I think too, the thing about Pork Chop is that like, he's only eating like sometimes one meal a day because that's all he can afford. So maybe the buffet is good for him.
Yes.
Would you go back?
Yeah, okay. For sure.
All right, Liv, what do you have?
Okay, the last thing I Googled was Jonas Brothers Christmas.
Oh.
Which why? I don't know why. I don't know why I Googled that.
Yeah.
Were you hoping they came out with like a new song or something?
I have no idea. I searched it at noon yesterday.
Oh.
I don't
know
why I would be searching that because I know that's so weird.
You're just in the mood.
I'm like, whatever. Yeah, always Jonas Brothers and always Christmas.
The last thing I Googled chinchillas because.
Of course.
Oh, you weren't here. Producer Porkchop's been gone for 3 days. This is breaking news. Lucy does not want a chinchilla anymore. So my little girl was going to ask, she's like, Mommy, I want a chinchilla. I'm like, I don't even know what a freaking chinchilla is. It's like a mouse bunny looking thing. And I was like, oh no, she wants one from Santa. I'm going to have to get this. They live 10 years. It's a commitment. And she goes, Mommy, I researched that they are nocturnal, so she doesn't want one anymore. So I'm like, phew!
Thank God.
Because I was getting all the stuff and I was like calculating. I was sweating.
She was all in. I think it was like Monday or Tuesday. She's like, I'm going to have to get a chinchilla. And she didn't even research it. So Mackenzie had no idea this thing was nocturnal and she still was going to buy it. Thank goodness Lucy researched it.
So now I'm like, okay, this is great news. Okay, so these are interesting. The most Googled terms of the year. All right, let's go. Let's start from number 10. Jussie Smollett, of course, a former Empire actor. iPhone 11. Number 8, Game of Thrones, of course, because
that makes sense.
Final season. Number 7, Avengers Endgame, the highest grossing film ever. Number 6, R.I.P., my forever boyfriend, Luke Perry, the passed away. Number 5, Antonio Brown, the Hurricane Dorian. We got Nipsey Hussle. Number 2, Cameron Boyce. He was the Disney the star, that passed away. And then the number 1 was Disney Plus. Disney's addition to the ever-growing list of streaming services.
I think I Googled every single one of those.
I did too. How's Disney Plus going for everyone?
I like it. It was like when it first came out and my boyfriend first got it. It's like, that is what we watched every day, all day, like, constantly. And now it's kind of slowed down. Like, I've gone back to my regular viewing of things. So I haven't watched it that much.
What are the terms? It was Disney. It was Plus and Thrust.
Also Disney Plus this D.
I love it. So there are your terms. We have Wait What Happened coming up shortly. First, a little Maroon 5. You have a chance to win your way to see them coming up at 8:33. That's 7:33 Central. Keep it right here. It's Joe and McKenzie.